And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Heck, Tolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Real Sickies. Should have seen it coming.
Hold on a second, let me pay the price. Don't want to be this for the rest of my days. Let's keep on bleeding, take it receding. Stand to think the truth isn't a thing. Don't believe it, comes harder to stay. Crying out loud, I'm not, I'm not okay. Yeah, I'll make the decision, set the course for the vision. That's when I wish I had 20-20 vision. Now I should have seen it coming, coming. Hold on a second, let me pay the price. Don't wanna be this for the rest of my days. Let's keep on bleeding, but to keep receding. Start to think the truth is in the face. Start to believe it comes harder to stay. Crying out loud, I'm not, I'm not okay. The last for visions, it's a ton of visions. That's what I wish I had, 20-20 visions. Now I
listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Real Sickies, track called Should Have Seen It Coming, all the way from Edmonton, Alberta. They are a pop punk powerhouse, Tony.
Mm.
What is Real Sickies Bandcamp page?
Realsickies.bandcamp.com.
It is R-E-A-L-S-I-C-K-I-E-S. Realsickies.bandcamp.com. Tony Wong, Paulie B on the internet, nil. And yes, I think we've played a track from them before. I'm sure we have. And we will be playing more. Should we get it in the future? Cracking band, cracking start to what is going to be a cracking show. I've got a joke for you, Tony. If you've got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Titling your email, Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. That's what Jeff's done. Let's hear his thing. So proud of that.
It's excellent.
Really am. Jeff says, the reason the musicians on the Titanic kept playing was because everyone was shouting, a band on ship. And they were, they love us. Jeff, P.S. Police have arrested the world tongue twister champion. I imagine he'll be given a tough sentence.
Nice.
Listen, that's when I know that you don't really approve. And you go, nice.
It's a pun, isn't it? I'm not sure about puns sometimes.
Yeah, but it is a good one. Yeah, so that's it. Let's hear Jeff sing again. So proud of that.
It's excellent.
And in the next section, you're going to be hearing quite a few of our stings. But first, two songs in a row. Stay tuned for Adventures of Salvador, Tone. But first of all, the Owen Guns, old school street punk from Not Safe for Work, Australia. Every time the Owen Guns bring something new out, they send us it. No, I don't mean they send us it. They send it to other people as well. But get it, they're really good. And as usual, I absolutely love it. Proper hardcore punk. But it's always surprised me that Australia would be such a hotbed of hardcore punk. But I suppose, you know, they are all descended from London criminals. It's perfect for them. What is the Owen Guns Bandcamp page?
TheOwenGuns.bandcamp.com?
It is the Owen Guns, TheOwenGuns.bandcamp.com. Making it only 2 points being internet nil. I reckon by the end of this show, I might well have got rid of our last remaining listener. We'll find. Excellent. Stay tuned for Adventures of Salvador. This is Worst Wishes. Listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Adventures of Salvador and a track called Pulling Rabbits from a Hat. They are punk, surf, rock, all the way from Bury, Stoke Bury. depending on how you say it, in that there Lancashire. What is Adventures of Salvador's Bandcamp page?
Adventuresofsalvador.bandcamp.com?
No, Adv of Salvador, ADVOFSALVADOR, .bandcamp.com. Make it Paul the Internet. One, Tony. Two, we haven't heard from Adventures of Salvador for quite a long time, and I do like them, you know. That I think that first album that we got from a couple of years ago, absolutely loved it. Glad they're doing more stuff now, and yes, I imagine, I'm pretty sure we will be playing more from them in the future, but now it's time to find out, Tony, if you've got any Facebook comments.
No.
Yeah.
Which possibly could be the second week in a row. It's been quiet. Yeah, it's fine, isn't it?
No one's on Facebook anymore.
No, this is becoming quite apparent. If you are still on the Facebook, you want to leave us a comment, please do. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Might as well like the page while you're there. Leave us a comment. Just respond to last week's show post. We shall see it. We'll be glad to hear from you. But yeah, there is nothing going on in that there Facebook.
Fortunately, I've only got to get myself a quiz time for Tony.
Quiz time for Tony. Tony, quiz time.
Might be my finest hour, you know.
It's excellent.
Might be my finest hour. And you love it because your name's in it. Now, every once in a while, we get a quiz time for Tony going. And there's normally a theme and a reason for it. And you know what? I might be stepping out on a bit of a limb here. But I got an email from my friend Simon, who is a friend of the show, and he did the Emma Raducanu sting. Not an email, a WhatsApp message. Mm. And he said, I've done this new sting, what do you think? And I absolutely loved it. And I thought, well, if you're going to go to that trouble, Simon, maybe we should do a quiz time for Tony based around it. As you know, Ramadan has just begun. Let's hear the new sting.
Ramadama-ding-dong.
Hear me now.
Ramadama-ding-dong.
Ding-dong.
Right, Tony. So, it's a Ramadan quiz. Now, right. I don't know how much you know about Ramadan.
Not a lot.
Well, three questions. As I say, it's not a competition. We're just going to find out how you do. We're going to find out how much you do know about Ramadan, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
So, first question. Who doesn't have to fast during Ramadan?
Tony. This guy.
Well, that is true. I have actually put down here people who aren't Muslims. That's not really the question, the answer that I'm after.
Okay.
So who doesn't have to fast during Ramadan? Who follows the Islamic faith?
Right. Women and children do. Not the rabbis. That's a different faith, Tony, isn't it? Yes, that's not right, is it, Tony? No, it's not.
Yeah. That is the equivalent of a Ghostbusters crossing the street.
Yeah. The priest people, whatever you call them, of them.
Like, Muzin, are they Muzins?
I don't fucking know.
No, you don't, do you?
No.
You get some swearing in during this Ramadan quiz time with Tony. I like it. Yeah, go on. I like your style.
Yeah. I don't know. I was thinking the religious figures of that particular faith maybe don't have to fast.
Well, no. So children are exempt from Ramadan, so you're wrong there.
Oh, I thought they weren't. Okay.
Some older people, those who are sick, pregnant, or travelling. So, presumably...
You need a snack when you're travelling.
All you got to do is get in a car, and you can have all the burgers you want.
Yeah.
Have a vegan sandwich, go for it. So yeah, children, older people, those who are sick, pregnant, or travelling... are exempt from Ramadan.
Right.
Or exempt from fasting during Ramadan, should I say. I'm sure they have to do other nice things, but they don't have to observe that. So there you go. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of got that because you did say Tony.
Yeah.
That is technically true.
Accurate.
But I'm going to take that point off you for including rabbis in the discussion. Right now, we're on the level. Question two.
Yeah.
I do wonder whether we should hear this sting again. Should we hear the sting again?
Go on.
All right, yeah.
Ramadama-ding-dong.
Hear me now.
Ramadama-ding-dong.
Ding-dong.
So, question two, right? What does fasting involve? What is it? What does fasting involve?
It's not eating.
Not eating? Yeah. Are you going to expand on that, or are you leaving it there?
They don't eat in daylight hours or something like that.
Right, they don't eat in daylight hours, that's right. But... fasting in Ramadan is more than just avoiding food and drink from dawn till sunset, Tony.
Okay.
It also means staying away from bad habits and sins, like gossiping, lying, and other harmful actions. This helps cleanse both the body and the soul. I am fucked. There's no way I'm getting involved in that. I'm sorry, Ramadanians. I believe that's what they're called. But I don't think I can be getting involved in fasting at all. All right, let's hear the thing again. We might as well do the old lot. Yeah, we might as well do it again.
Ramadama-ding-dong.
Hear me now.
Ramadama-ding-dong.
Ding-dong.
It is a great sting, and it's obviously probably the only time we're going to play it, not least because next week we'll probably be blown up.
Yeah.
But, or I will, anyway. But anyway, question three. All right. Laylatul Qadr. This is not the question, by the way. This is a bit of background. Laylatul Qadr is the night of decree. The night the Quran... Oh, no, this is a question, sorry. Eid ul-Fitr is the... Because I believe most Muslims are Cornish. Right. Eid ul-Fitr is the end of Ramadan and features communal prayers, feasting and acts of charity. And I've actually recreated this for you, right? So, Eid ul-Fitr, which is the big celebration, the end of Ramadan features communal prayers, feasting and acts of charity. I've recreated this for you with a very simple sketch. Here goes. I'm two people in this.
Right.
Right. First one. Thank the Lord that's over. I'm getting a bag of chips. First, can I have one? Yes, of course. There you go.
Right.
That's Eid. That's Eid.
Right.
Brilliant. But the question is, Laylatul Qadr is the night of decree. The night the Quran was delivered to people who didn't know they were Muslim yet. Because presumably there weren't any till the book was there, was there? Makes sense.
Makes sense, yeah.
What is it better than? What is Laylatul Qadr better than?
What is it better than?
What is Laylatul Qadr, the night of decree, what is it better than, according to the Islamic religion?
I don't know.
1,000 months. It's better than 1,000 months. It's so fucking amazing.
Right.
It's better than 1,000 months. Now, that is a night I can get involved in.
We've all had nights like that, haven't we?
We really have. But anyway, Tony, I'm afraid I don't know what the points are, but let's just hear that sting once again.
Ramadama-ding-dong.
Hear me now.
Ramadama-ding-dong.
Ding-dong.
And then put this to bed, because I have a feeling when we hear this back, it may be the most controversial quiz time for Tony we've ever done.
Quiz time for Tony. Tony, 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 quiz time.
And that's still one of my finest moments.
It's excellent.
In music. Right then, let's just crack on like that never happened.
Okay.
Although, I hope you've all learned something.
I've learned something?
Yeah. You've learned not to do podcasts with me anymore. And thank you, Simon, for sending that through. You really have inspired us in so many ways. Right, track four this week, The Hellflowers, Tony. They are alt-punk from Los Angeles, and this is a cover of a Devo classic. It's come via Rum Bar Records, but what is The Hellflowers' website?
TheHellflowers.com?
It is TheHellflowers.com. It's Tony 3, Point of View, the Internet 1, Higtolo, Malibu Lou. This is Girl You Want.
Watering, look at you with your mind spinning. Why don't you admit it's all over?
You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Hailflowers, Girl You Want. As I say, the well-known Devo cover. I think they've made an excellent fist at that, Tony. I really do. And if we get more from them in the future, you know what? We may well play it. You never know. Lots of the bands that come through for Rumbar aren't really suitable for this show, but lots of them are, and The Hailflowers are one of them. Now, did you do anything last week?
Fairly work heavy. It was, just work again. And then this weekend I took the weekend off. Oh, we set the fence up for the horse yesterday, so the horse field is ready.
Is it electrified?
It's going to be. We put the electric tape up. We just haven't got the energizer.
Is that a big fuck off battery?
Yeah, you got a battery and then inverter, whatever you would class it as, to connect it to the fence. Got to do that. But apart from that, I think it's all ready. But got all the hay, got the mats, sables ready. So that's all that's done. And then today, Sunday, had the day off. Watched a lot of telly. I rewatched Peacemaker, which I quite enjoyed.
I enjoyed Peacemaker.
It's good fun. It
was extremely funny, yeah. I did like it a lot.
And then I've started rewatching Squid Games because I've not seen season two, so I've got to start again at that.
Right, oh blimey. I don't think I can sit through that again.
That's a bit dark. And I watched the new Captain America film. It's been a big day, telly. And that was below average.
Right.
Really quite boring, really. I think I might have maybe tired of Marvel films, maybe. Maybe, I don't know. But big day telly.
Well, you know what? I mean, you have seen a lot of them.
I've seen them all, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. So a lot of work, and a fuckload of telly. That's about it. How was your week?
I watched Wonder Woman 1984 again the other day.
Oh, God, that's bad.
It is, yeah. But that bloke's in it, who is Captain America, isn't he?
Is he? I can't remember. No. Who was he? He was Kirk, wasn't he?
Kirk. Sorry, not Captain. Yeah, that would be too weird, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Kirk. Him, that bloke.
Yeah.
It is quite pants. Also, I got a little bit further with my fucking kids book, but still no dice. We're still not quite ready there, but I think this will be the week it goes to get printed.
Oh, so brilliant!
I watched the latest Reacher. Enjoyed it.
Still going well. I think I'm one episode behind you. I think.
Oh, wait, well, if you haven't watched this Thursday, the one that's just out this Thursday, then you're one behind. Yeah, I thought it had taken a bit of a dive, actually, but it's back this week. Really, really good one. I've also watched a lot of reruns of Lovejoy. I'm still working my way through the whole of Lovejoy, loving that. And I don't know whether I told you, but I broke my sofa. Did I tell you about me breaking my sofa?
No.
I broke it with my fat ass.
Oh.
I've been sat in the same seat for 9 years, and finally something had to give, and it was the sofa. So I thought, well, seeing as that was quite a big sofa, but I've got a smaller sofa, I thought what I'd do is I'd have the smaller sofa for me, and I'd just get a chair because I don't get any visitors. Nobody likes me. I've got no friends. I'm by myself. The lodgers stay upstairs the whole time. I don't need two sofas. More room in the lounge for me to spread out my shit, right?
Yeah.
And if I spread my shit out more, I'm less likely to break a sofa with my fat ass. You see my thinking.
Is it particularly fat ass?
What, sorry?
I don't recall your derriere being that enormous.
Well, but, you know, I think it's more just like if you just have weight on something for a very, very long time, it eventually gives.
Like death of a thousand cuts kind of a thing, isn't it?
It's, yeah, yeah. Death of a thousand regular size arses. I think that. So, anyway, the new chair was ordered and arrived, but I can't get the sofa picked up by the council till this Thursday. So I've now actually got a piece of furniture too many in my room.
Right.
So when they talk about occasional tables, I've actually got an occasional spare chair in there as well. Anyway, that's that. Not a lot to report. We haven't really done a lot this week. But the week coming, there is lots. We'll talk about that after this song, because the next three songs are all psychobilly related. They're all by bands that start with D. It's just how it's worked out. The first one's from The Vault, the band called The Deltas. I will be telling you why I'm playing these bands soon in this show. But they were kind of London bluesy rockabilly band formed in, long, long time ago, 1980 or something. I think it was about then. And I only ever had a couple of their songs that were on a compilation that I mentioned before called Magnificent Seven. And then I had one album of theirs that had the track Heart Attack, one of their best known songs on it. But other than that, I didn't really know a lot about them. I'd never seen them live, but I'm going to get the chance to. So I thought we'd play one of the first songs that I ever heard by them. What I want to know is, what is The Deltas' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheDeltas?
Facebook.com/P/The-Deltas-1000633854391999. And what is that, Tony?
Well, that's the default
URL. That's the default URL. But to be honest with you, they're not going to give a shit.
Right.
It won't matter. If you do find a page, type in The Deltas to Facebook. You'll find them. Find out all about them. I'm not even sure if Boz Borah, their original guitar player, is still in the band. But he was the one that went off with Morrissey when he went all rockabilly.
Right.
If that means anything. No. I doubt it, yeah. But anyway, it does mean it's probably the Internet 2, Tony 3, and this is Gimme the Crooks.
Drugs and I'll be on my way. You won't see me for another day. Any type of drugs just give them to me. All your smoke and your LSD. Give them drugs and I'll be on my way. You won't see me for another day. Any type of drugs just give them to me. All your smoke and your LSD. Come on, baby, take a trip with me. Just to see who you want to be. James Dean, our romantic space. I've got to say this human race. It's time to make a chill on soon. Just tell me what you gotta do. I got this stuff and it's just about time. Chop me a line. Rap-a-da-dee-da, ba-doo-doo-doo-da. Shoot-a-ba-ba, ba-doo-doo-wa. Rap-ba-ba, ba-doo-doo-wa. Ba-ba-ba-ba, ba-doo-doo-doo-da-la. Ba-ba-dee-da, doo-doo-doo-doo. Give me the drugs and I'll be on my way. You won't see me for another day. Any type of drugs just given to me. Are you smoking your LSD? Give me the drugs and I'll be on my way. You won't see me for another day. Any type of drugs just given to me. Are you smoking your LSD? Come on, baby, take a trip with me. Just to see what I mean. James Dean, our romantic space. I've got to save this human race. It's coming, nigga, tune on soon. Just tell me what you gotta do. I got to tell it's just about time. Chop me a line.
You're listening to The Roots underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And yes, they are Joy Division colours, you can hear. That was The Deltas, Give Me The Drugs, which I think might have been a single, but was then appeared on a fabulous psychobilly compilation called The Magnificent Seven. And I will tell you why in the next bit, why I've just played that.
Okay.
In the meantime, have you got any gigs?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
La la la.
Thanks for your gigs. If you have a gig, do we, Mommy? Tony at punkyrage.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, how much is it to watch them play? It is that simple. It is international, doesn't have to be in the UK. But you haven't emailed me, so I have found a local gig featuring bands I know and at venues that I've played. Which is always my favourite,
is it?
It's not, no. Well, that's coming. So this Friday, in Coventry at the Arches, great venue, played there with the babies three or four months ago. Had a great night, so highly recommended. It's a Dammit Records showcase.
Is that like square venue? Is it like square?
It's on the back of industrial estate next to the railway arches. It's more rectangular. It reminded me of the mill. So it's like long.
The place that I'm thinking of. I remember you saying it was a bit like the mill. Yeah.
So the bar one side, stage at the front, long room, dark. Nice. Yeah. And the real good punters. They had a really good time. I'd go back. But yeah, it's a Dammit Records night.
So no fencing to protect the bands.
No.
Unlike the mill.
Yeah, no chicken wire or anything like that now.
It is. Every time you walked into the band side, I expect them to go, rolling, rolling, rolling.
Four bands. Is it four bands? Yes, it is four bands. So we've got Chips and Gravy.
Brilliant.
YT 1PM. The Cars That Ate Paris. Okay. And the Delchronics.
Superb. So three of those we played on the show.
Yeah, and the Cars That Ate Paris. I played with them in... Ashton up online,
right.
It was called in Manchester. I played it with the station. They're from Leicester.
It's a Dammit showcase. It'll be brilliant.
It's a Dammit showcase, and obviously Iron Mike be there with his band YT1300.
Who I managed to miss.
Yeah,
by getting injured.
We've missed them all the time so far. We're quite good at it, really. Does open at 7:30. It's £8 advance, £10 on the door. The four great bands. If you are in the area, do check it out. It's a Friday night in Coventry. I don't know how much more else to do, but I do know that the Arches is a great venue, and it's just check it out.
So, maybe we could wait for YT1300's Disney reboot.
Will it be as good? No, but it'll be shinier.
It will be shinier and more colourful.
That's right. And that's what I'm all about. Presentation and quality for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I am really shallow. So that's it, is it?
That's it.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Bala
Allah. Oh, dear.
Now then. Another cycling band who start with D are Demented Our Go, Tony, and they've got a relatively new single out. It came out last month, I think. It's absolutely brilliant. I was very surprised when I first heard it. I thought, this is very slow for them, and then it suddenly wasn't. You'll find out what I mean when you hear this brilliant track that is off their new album as well, which I haven't heard either, that I'm looking forward to very much. What is the Facebook page for Demented Our Go?
Facebook.com/DementedOurGo.
facebook.com/official.dementedargo. Paulie B and the Internet 3, Tony 3, I'm quite surprised this, but anyway, I understand why. This is the quite brilliant Black Valium.
Yeah.
listening to Rich Morton's sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Demented Argot and Black Valium. Fabulous new single by one of my favourite ever bands. Are you doing anything this week?
Work as usual. And then Sunday should be recording with the baby. No, we will be recording with the babies. Right. Either we're doing four new tracks with the drummer who's left, or he doesn't turn up and we finish the songs we did last time. It's it depends on what happens on the day, but it's one of them, but we're definitely going in, so that's Sunday.
Right. Cool.
Thought from that, not a lot. What are you up to?
Well, I picked a gig in the world, yeah.
Paulie Beach picks a gig in the world, yeah.
Yes,
another one of my great stings.
it's like an original one, isn't it?
It really is, yeah.
First album.
No, it wasn't on the first album.
Okay.
After that, mate. I should think it was on my difficult second or third album.
Right, yeah, it could be. Yeah.
Right, so I played the Deltas, I played Demented Argot. The reason for that is that both bands are on at Bedlam Breakout, which is this weekend at the Roadmender in Northampton. Now, pre-sale tickets have sold out, but there are tickets on the door each night. I'm only going to be there on the Friday, I'm going down there to see the Deltas and the Stargates, but Demented Argot are playing on the Sunday, and also the band we're playing next on as well, but I'll talk about them when we finish this bit. It's £20 on the Friday night, and on the door on the Saturday and Sunday, I think it's 40.
Right.
Might be 35, but anyway, it is worth it. They are, the Saturday and Sunday are long days full of lots of amazing bands, but many of whom I've seen before. So I thought, rather than do the whole weekend this time, I'll just go for the Friday. So I'm going down there with Steve from the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
And that concludes Paulie B picks a gig in the world, yeah?
Paulie B picks a gig in the world, yeah.
Yes!
So many of these things this week.
Mm. So much writing to do.
Mm-hmm. I know, Tony. I have given you a lot to do here. And don't forget, this is going to be the last show because we're both going to be murdered in our bank. One band that are playing this weekend are De La Rocca, who we heard from last year when, he sent us his first album. It's a Finnish psychobilly solo project, but he's ended up having a band, so he's doing gigs with the band. I don't know whether this was the original intention, but it's what happened now, and they're ever so good. He's had a lot of guest vocalists, and I think this might be the third track we've played. I'm not sure now, but might just be the second. Anyway, the important thing is, what is De La Rocca's website?
DeLaRocca.com.
It is DeLaRocca, DeLaRocca.com. Tony 4, Paulie B is at 3, and this is Night Shift.
We'll be right back.
Slut Rope.
Listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Death Cells and a track called Corner. They are indie punk from the Netherlands, Tony. And I do think that's a rather magical song. What is Death Cells' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Death Cells Band.
Facebook.com/Death Cells. Oh. I didn't think I'd get that one either. Probably the Internet 4, Tony, 4. And I'm sorry I've been so brief about them, but I don't have a lot more information to hand about that band, but do check them out via their Facebook page, Facebook.com/Death Cells. And if we get more, we will almost certainly play it. Have you got a twat?
I do.
Well, let's hear the thing then.
Twat! Danny's indeed.
What you got?
Thanks for your twat nominations. If you have a twat for me, don't forget, do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. All twats you with thanks. Every twat responded to. Thanks for your twat so far. I've got one from Steve this week.
Egg Tollows,
Steve. Keeps us going. And he says, the White House, under the direction of Elon Musk, is using a number of ways to rapidly reduce government spending, including giving access to government computer systems to some very junior programmers, including Marco Elise, maybe. White House officials provided incorrect information about Elise only being given read-only permissions to the US Treasury codebase, but Elise did in fact have write access, allowing him to push unvetted and untested changes straight to the Treasury's payment systems. A nightmare scenario that could introduce all sorts of cybersecurity vulnerabilities and leave doors open for adversary hacker groups. Elise had since resigned, but no one knows how much damage he did. As Tony knows from experience, incompetent programmers can cause a lot of problems. I've caused lots of problems in my day.
I don't think that's what you're saying.
No, it's not.
I think he really was saying that you sort out the mess that other incompetent programmers leave. But, you know, you've been very honest there.
No, I've met a few of them. Marco Elise of Somewhere in the USA is a twat for unrunning untested code on the US Treasury's computers. Steve, P.S. There is so much shit going on in Washington that Trump and Musk deserve daily twattings, but I don't have the time or energy to write every day.
That is true.
Yeah, it's not just Washington, it's the world.
Shouldn't he be twatting this kid, though? Because he was just trying to help out, wasn't he?
But
he was being a twat because it was untested.
He shouldn't have done it. It's like, yeah, we're pushing changes in. Again, it's all sounds, I don't know. It's like, you can't put too much change. Depends on how much time he's had. If it's a short period of time, then it's you can't really do too much. But if you've made wholesale changes, then that would have been, I don't know.
Well, yeah, the White House doesn't lend itself to some sort of beta operation, does it? Is that what it's called? Is it beta?
Yeah, or alpha even. But certainly, alpha. You're not bringing stuff in. But if he's changing any stuff in without, if it's unvetted and untested, and he's junior, then it ain't good. But I don't necessarily think it would be his fault for not knowing what he's doing. But
yeah, but we're still chatting.
Of course we are. I'm not going to send you to Stiv.
So
Marco Elise from somewhere in the USA
is a twat. Let's hear the thing again.
Is a twat. Is a twat. Is a twat. Is a twat.
Shiny elbows.
I never need.
Just for the last track, I forgot to say what I did last Sunday. After Forest beat Man City, I had some lunch, and then I thought, you know what? I'm so excited. I want to go to Hucknall.
You went to Hucknall?
Yeah, I went to Hucknall to go and find Lord Byron's grave, and I couldn't.
Oh.
But I did find his pub called Byron's Rest. It's absolutely fantastic. I never thought I'd say this about Hucknall. And also, Hucknall, despite the fact that when you walk down the street, you think, I'm not going to make it to the end of this road.
Mm.
Someone's going to attack me. They have got some very interesting food outlets, including a French tacos place. And I didn't know French tacos existed, but now I want to have one. And also a kind of South Asian street food sort of takeaway place that looks amazing. They've got some really cool stuff in Hucknall.
Yeah, we need to go to a bakery there. Yeah, it's in the middle of Hucknall. It's great. There's a few nice little places in Hucknall. It's the same as in Hucknall.
Food, shit for pubs, bar, Byron's Rest, which if you're ever in the Hucknall area, do go. Absolutely brilliant. They have a pork pie menu. I bought one. Well, you know, we've done a Ramadan thing. I might as well talk about pork pies.
Yeah.
This one has got black pudding from Berry black pudding in the pork pie. And we played a band from Berry this week, so it's all ended up very nicely with the last track we're playing this week, the Dustaphonics, Tony.
Oh.
A band we haven't played for years. You might remember we used to play them quite a bit. They got a new album out. And when I realised, I got in touch with DJ Healer Selector, who is the lead singer and mastermind behind them. Lovely bloke. Absolutely brilliant guy. And I said to him, oh, I don't suppose you could send us your fastest song off the album, could you? And he went, yeah. I've had a listen to the whole album. I listened on Bandcamp. What's the Dustaphonics Bandcamp page?
Dustaphonics.bandcamp.com?
It's the Dustaphonics.bandcamp.com. Dustaphonics.bandcamp.com. The Dustaphonics.bandcamp.com. Making it surprisingly probably be internet. Five, Tony. Four. I went there. You know what? There's not a bad track on it. It's a brilliant album. Arguably their best yet. Do check it out. The Dustaphonics.bandcamp.com. This is actually the title track of the album. Probably cool. Internet five, Tony four. This is Gasolina.
Hey, where are you going? riders. This song is gasolina. To ride anywhere you want. To cover your jacket with dust and sand. You say hey. I say hey.
That was the Dustaphonics, Gasolina, and as you've just heard, they are, I forgot to say before we played them, Franco Cockney, High Octane, Soul Surf, Garage Pop. What about that? Great song to finish the show this week. Thanks for bearing with us. I realise it's been quite a long one. Tony, maybe you can mention one or two ways people can listen to the show.
Yep, don't forget, visit our website, punkradio.com. Latest shows on the homepage, do check it out. You can also find us online at various stations like dunkradio.com, radioand.se, and radiofocusing.com. If you were down with the fire, you can find us on the Spotify. App in the podcast section, also Amazon Music in the podcast thing. And you know, if you get yourself one of those Alexa thingies, you can get the Punk Radio Skill, written by Hucknall's own Poco.
We've gone Hucknall crazy.
It's Hucknall crazy, and that's what will make your Alexa tick. Make your Alexa Hucknall crazy with the Punk Radio Skill. Thank you very much, free.
That sounded like a proper advert. Well done.
Thanks.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Up who?